Welcome back to the News Desk on Scariff Bay Community Radio, bringing you weekly updates of news and events from around East Clare and a selection of music on Saturday the 20th of April 2024. Slieveachtaí Drama Group succeeded in getting through to the All-Ireland Confined Drama Festival Finals in Mount Mellick with their play Same Old Moon tonight, Saturday the 20th. This will be a wonderful night's entertainment and we wish them the very best of luck and break a leg. Visit the adci.ie website for all the festival information. The new six-week yoga continues on Thursdays in the Whitegate GA Hall from 7 to 8pm. All classes are general level. Beginners are welcome. Also, a new hybrid Mount Shannon Yoga Live Zoom class will take place on Mondays and Wednesdays at 8pm. Booking is essential. Contact Ellen Baggs on WhatsApp 086 177 4826 or check her Facebook page. Cunis Wellness Centre in Feakil has a wide range of therapies to support your health and well-being. On April the 29th, there will be mindful moments for parents, for people parenting alone with Julianne for €20. Booking is essential for all on offer and the website is cunuscentre.com. Irish Seed Savers in Scariff is delighted to announce the launch of a new series of orchard workshops. These full-day workshops are designed to equip participants with the knowledge and skills necessary to cultivate thriving orchards, ensuring the preservation of Ireland's unique fruit varieties for generations to come. More information on creating an orchard on Saturday the 18th of May and the workshop on bud grafting on Saturday the 24th of August, you'll find all the details on the website irishseedsavers.ie to register. Be a Tourist in your own County Clare initiative will be starting for the second year with free and half-price admission being offered at local visitor attractions and sites across the county this Saturday, the 20th and Sunday the 21st. The Tourism Department of Clare County Council, working in partnership with the Clare Tourism Advisory Forum and local tourism attractions, is inviting the public to become a tourist for the day in County Clare as part of ongoing efforts to tap into the growing domestic market ahead of the peak tourism season. The wide range of experiences to be enjoyed at discounted prices can be viewed on the website visitclare.ie/wow. Booking for some participating attractions is essential. Offers are valid only on the specified dates and may require online pre-booking. Scariff Community College are having a cash for clothing and a scrap metal spring clean in aid of the Scariff Community College AstroTurf Pitch project. The drop-off point at the Community College is open every morning before school for the close in the hall from 8:15am to 9am until the 26th of April. If you have any clothes or scrap metal needing a collection, contact the school or phone 087 0566 406. See social media for details and all support to be welcome. World Book and Copyright Day is a celebration to promote the enjoyment of books and reading. Every April the 23rd, celebrations take place around the world to raise awareness of the magical power of books. A link between the past and the future, a bridge between generations and cultures. So visit your local library and pick up a book for the simple pleasure of reading. Poetry Day Ireland on April the 25th is celebrating its 10th birthday this year. The annual celebration of poetry invites the nation to read, write and share a poem on the day. The theme for this year is Good Sports, celebrating the good sport in all of us, the drive to give it a go or to have a crack at it. Everyone is invited to join and celebrate. Visit the website poetrydayireland.ie. And in connection with that, Scariff Bay Community Radio's Flow of Words programme will be having a Poetry in Motion event on the Thursday the 25th in the Snug Restaurant and Wine Bar Cafe Mount Shannon from 6:30pm to 7:45pm. The readers will include Tiff Eccles, Madge O'Callaghan, Jill Moses and Michael Jurek, and Lucy Thomas will provide the music. There'll be an open mic slots also, and if anyone is interested, email mountshannonpoetry@gmail.com to secure your spot. Flagmont National School will be celebrating its 50th anniversary this year. A special day of celebrations will take place on Saturday the 27th of April with Mass in St Mary's Church at 11am, followed by entertainment and refreshments in the Loch Rainey Community Hall from 11 to 3pm. There'll be an opportunity to view the roll books, photos, reminisce, meet and chat to friends and staff, and everyone is invited. The National Spring Clean for the month of April celebrates 25 years. Antashka's calling on communities in County Clare to come together and tackle Ireland's litter problem with to protect biodiversity and help fight climate change. In County Clare, almost 140 clean-up events are registered to take place this spring, but registration will remain open throughout the month of April for those still interested in participating in the campaign. This year's marks 25 years of the campaign, which has seen the removal of an estimated 47.5 tonnes of litter from Irish streets, parks, coastlines, and thanks to over 12 million volunteer hours. Last year alone, 35% of all waste collected was recycled, thanks to recyclable waste bags provided to registered groups and individuals. To make sure that each community clean-up runs as smoothly as possible, the National Spring Clean has also provided various downloadable information packs on their website for their volunteers to read. Visit the website nationalspringclean.org to register and for all the information. East Clare paddlers are having the Adult Beginners Kayaking Level 1 Sit on Top Flat Water Skills course every Tuesday, starting on the 30th of April to the 28th of May for 5 weeks, and it will be on from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Scariff Harbour. You can learn how to paddle and enjoy going out on the East Clare waters. You will need a wetsuit or bring a t-shirt, leggings, rain jacket, old runners and a change of clothes. Places are limited to 10 per class and minimum numbers are required for a class to take place. For information and to book, visit the Facebook page or email eastclarepaddlers@gmail.com. The Bodaic Annual May Bank Holiday 2024 Festival will take place from May the 3rd to the 6th. It will be this is a family fun weekend with lots of traditional music, a family fun walk, the golf classic, kiddies disco, craft fair and the Battle of the Townlands. For tickets and information, visit eventbrite.com/ Bodaic Annual Festival Tickets or visit their Facebook page and Instagram pages also. To be part of the festival, you're invited to set up a stall at the market in the marquee at the Cobbler's Rest Bodaic on Saturday the 4th of May from 11 a.m. The market will take place from 12 to 3 p.m. Contact Sinead on 086-3859-247 to book your place. The annual Whitegate Dinny Ryan 10K or Family 5K Runner Walk will take place on Maybank Holiday on the Monday, starting at 12 noon. Registration will take place beforehand in the GAA Clubhouse and afterwards refreshments will be served and all are welcome. The Loch Derrigorin Ely marks 20 years of lifeboat service on the lake. On the 2024 Lap the Lake, which will take place on Saturday the 11th of May, cyclists may again choose between the 120-kilometre route or a shorter 65-kilometre one. The longer route grants entrants the chance to cycle around three counties, Tipperary, Clare and Galway. The shorter route will take cyclists to just beyond Killaloe to a turnaround point at Killaloe Sailing Club, where cyclists may get a comfort stop and refreshments. Rider safety and well-being is a priority, with first aid providers, outriders, marshals and bike maintenance stops along the route, as well as comfort and refreshment stations. The RNLI is a search and rescue charity reliant on the support of the public to continue its life-saving work. Fundraising events such as Lap the Lake or RNLI Loch Derg Charity Cycle enables the charity to provide the best safety kit and training for volunteer crews and to build and develop lifeboats capabilities and to deliver its international drowning prevention programmes. Details on how to register to take part in the RNLI Loch Derg Charity Cycle Lap the Lake are available on eventbrite.co.uk RNLI Loch Derg Charity Cycle 2024 Lap the Lake. Please support this worthy cause that helps to save lives. Cree challenges you to increase your steps each day for the month of May to support stroke survivors and their families. Register and donate €15 and receive a snood on completion. Visit the website stepsforstroke.iregister.ie. Ballina Killaloe Connect Cafe is a free supportive space for people living with or who are affected by dementia and Alzheimer's and any person with cognitive impairment, their family and friends. It covers East Clare, parts of North Tipperary and East Limerick. It is hosted by Cafe Coordinator Afric Devan on the last Tuesday of every month from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The next date will be the 30th of April. Any family member who is caring for a person with dementia should contact their local dementia advisor. There's an advisor now in every county. Eastleigh Golf Club will be having their 2024 to 2026 Get Into Golf programme for beginners starting in midway May. If any ladies are interested in learning golf, please come along to the introductory course. It's one evening week for 8 weeks. You'll get 4 lessons with a professional and 4 on-course lessons with a club member. The cost is just €100. Contact Noreen on 087-7948-672 or Mary at 087-9805-341. It's great value and gives you a flavour of the joy of golfing, getting great exercise in beautiful surroundings with lovely lady members who give their time and experience free of charge. Visit the website eastclaregolf.ie. A special tree planting ceremony took place in Inishkaltra National School, Mount Shannon, last week in memory of the late Ulton Hayes on the 10th anniversary of his passing. The tree was planted by Ulton's family in the presence of the school pupils and staff. Also in attendance were a number of Ulton's classmates and former staff from the Inishkaltra National School. The news is sponsored by Leona Nails and Brow Bar and Scariff. That's all the news for this week. News was compiled and read by myself, Ursula Hogan. Stay tuned for the weather forecast read to you by Jim Collins. Thank you for listening and take care.
The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff. Dry today, Saturday, with good spells of sunshine. Highest temperatures of 13 to 17 degrees. It'll be dry and clear tonight with lows of 2 to 5 degrees. Dry and mainly sunny tomorrow, Sunday, highs of 15 to 18 degrees. It'll be dry with clear spells tomorrow night, lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. Dry again with sunny spells on Monday with highs of up to 17 degrees in the southern half of the country. Dry with clear spells Monday night, lows of 4 to 6 degrees. Mainly dry with some sunny spells Tuesday with isolated patches of drizzle, highs of 13 to 15 degrees. The further outlook to midweek next week suggests more unsettled conditions will return with rain at times and temperatures falling back to 10 or 12 degrees in the afternoons. And that's the forecast. The weather forecast on Scariff Bay Community Radio is brought to you by Paddy Punch Engineering of Scariff.